Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long, as we wait to hook up with Coach Neffendorf from LSU Shreveport. And I know he's had a busy day today. Hopefully we can get him on before we finish up Sports Talk here. Charlie, it basically is over in the Chapel Hill Regional. And North Carolina has defeated Oklahoma 14-4, and another SEC team goes down. And we were talking about this off the air about some of the heavily odded teams going in. And if you were placing a bet, well, a lot of those have been eliminated already, especially I think a lot of people had money on Texas. They really thought that Texas could ride this. It didn't work.
So a couple things here, Mike. As I mentioned in the first segment, the eight SEC teams that have already been eliminated, I was counting Oklahoma in that. So we're still sitting at eight SEC eliminations. And then we'll see what happens in Knoxville right now, Tennessee and Wake Forest. And then later on this evening, you also have Ole Miss, Murray State, and then LSU, Little Rock. So those are the other three SEC teams in action. As to your point about the betting odds, Sportsbetting.ag sent us this after the odds, the College World Series odds posted the selection show, and LSU was number one, so they're still technically alive. We'll see what happens tonight. Number two was Texas. They're eliminated. Number three was Vanderbilt. They're eliminated. Four Georgia eliminated as well. So three of the top four teams in the post-selection show odds for the College World Series are already out before the second weekend of the tournament. That's pretty interesting. North Carolina was at five, so they just survived. They're still in it. Tennessee at six. We'll see what happens with them tonight. Auburn at seven. They're also still in it. They won their Auburn regional, taking out NC State earlier this weekend on Sunday night. And then Oregon and Clemson were at 9 and 10 respectively. Both of them are out, Mike. So if you're looking at the whole list right now, LSU and Tennessee are still alive. They have games this evening to determine if they're going to make it to the second weekend. But outside of that, you're talking about Texas, Vanderbilt, Georgia, Oregon, and Clemson. Five of the top nine teams in those betting odds are already out, and we're not even to super regional round.
And, Charlie, I think I'm right on this. With Arkansas getting in, the winner of Wake Forest, if it's Tennessee to defeat Wake Forest, Arkansas would play Tennessee.
Yeah, so with Arkansas, and they would play the winner of the Tennessee-Wake Forest matchup in the Arkansas Super Regional. Arkansas really handled the Fayetteville Regional
they
pretty
sure
easily.
Did.
You know, a lot of SEC teams had a lot of issues this weekend. Some even obviously getting eliminated, as we already said, as regional hosts. And we'll see what happens with LSU, Tennessee, and Ole Miss this evening. But Arkansas and Auburn really kind of handled their regionals well, and they had a good showing for the SEC. But otherwise, it's been anything but.
How about Arizona? Jay Johnson's old team. Man, they looked impressive. Again, they got the nice combination. They can hit the ball, and they got some good pitching there. But Arizona handled things really, really well.
Mike, I was impressed with Coastal as well, Coastal Carolina. I know a lot of folks were picking Florida to win that regional in Conway. I was rooting for the Chanticleers, Sun Belt kind of thing there. And they really handled that regional well. Florida obviously kind of had a disappointing showing against ECU, but Coastal taking down the Pirates a couple of times to win the Conway regional without any losses.
Yeah, and it kind of broke over the weekend. Caglione, Jack, he get called up from AAA, and now he'll be in the majors. And we saw him for so long at Florida. He was sort of almost like he was a seventh-year senior there. I know that's not the actual case. But, man, he is tearing up AAA ball. And so for the Royals, he gets called up. And you talk about a guy that in my opinion, he got drafted lower than I really thought he would get selected. Now, again, everybody's got different opinions on players and talent and everything else. But one thing I know, that dude can swing a bat. And in the majors, that is a huge deal. Defense is one thing, but if you can swing the bat like Caglione can, man, you getting up there quickly and his stay in the minors, it was real short.
Big time pop, Mike. And I remember we talked about him as potentially being the number one overall pick, and he fell to like seven.
Seven.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, the Royals got a steal with Jack Caglione, and he's already up in the majors. I'm expecting him to be awesome. I didn't get to scoop him up in my fantasy baseball league, unfortunately, but I think he's going to be great. Mike, one other thing I wanted to mention about so far with the SEC, or not just the SEC, but with the NCAA bracket, you remember I had mentioned that basically two-thirds of regional hosts get through? So typically you're sitting at about 11-ish regional hosts making it to the super regional round. Right now, it would take a lot of, you know, interesting results to make that happen, because as we're sitting, six hosts have made it to the super regional round and five non-hosts. So it's about a 50-50 split with a couple regionals still to be decided. But I think it's really fascinating to follow. This has been a crazy weekend of college baseball.
And in the second inning already, Wake Forest, 2-0 lead over Tennessee.
Yikes.
And so and you know, listen, in the betting world, so to speak, the top teams had a lot of money thrown their way. North Carolina, if you had that ticket, you could cash it in, because they won big today over Oklahoma. But LSU was another team, a lot of money on LSU. Tennessee, also, even though they trail Wake Forest 2-0 right now, that they were heavily bet also. So it goes to show you a little bit how some of the thinking is. And I think a lot of it has to do, Charlie, with experience. Teams that have sort of been there. Same thing with Ole Miss and Murray State.
Sure.
I think a lot of gamblers, okay, Murray State had their run, but, you know, we saw last night, man, Ole Miss smoked them, and they got a chance again to pull off the big upset. But from the gambling world, and these are people, they got that money on the line, okay? And this is not just people on the street or something like this. This is people that they's going to do it for a living. Ole Miss, LSU, Tennessee, heavily gambled.
Mike, I saw another stat that 93% of the winners of game one of their regional move on to the, you know, the regional finals. Wake Forest is trying to be in that 7%, because you lose your opener to Cincinnati and you fight all the way through the elimination bracket, taking out Miami, Ohio in a really tightly contested game. You take out Cincinnati in the rematch, and then you beat Tennessee last night to force this game seven. That is one of the hardest runs you can do in college baseball, is losing that first game and making it out of a regional. And so Wake Forest trying to be in that 7% of teams that can do that.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com.
and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.